Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Wednesday, the 24th day in April of 2024. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to make it through your Wednesday. We're going to start with the United States Department of Treasury. Yesterday on Tuesday, they announced sanctions against four individuals and two companies from Iran. The companies, Mersam Andishe Saznik and Dali Afzar Arman, are front companies, according to the Department of Treasury, that basically house and pay for, organize, and facilitate Iranian state-sponsored cyber actors, some being in the military. And the individuals that were sanctioned are involved in a variety of crime going back several years, including phishing, critical infrastructure attacks, and targeting U.S. service members with job scams specific to veteran hirings. These attacks all are allegedly directed by the nation of Iran, and by sanctioning these entities, the United States signals to the world, and specifically Iranian leadership, that they are tracking and aware of these threats. And these sanctions make it almost impossible for these four individuals to travel around the world and these companies to do business with any kind of organization for financial gain, travel, or other work outside of Iran. So there are some very real impact here, but also the United States is saying, hey, Iran, we know about these guys, please make them stop. And Iran is not the only nation with hacking organizations. The South Korean police have revealed a major hacking campaign that they say is perpetrated by North Korea. They allege that North Korean actors conducted a campaign between October of last year, 2022, and July of 2023. So not last year, the year before. It ended in 2023 last year. And during that some odd 9-month campaign, about a year, the police of South Korea are saying that 83 at least defense contractors and subcontractors for the military and Department of Defense in South Korea were targeted, North Koreans being able to steal sensitive information from at least 10 of those contractors. And the write-up of these events, again, those write-ups come from South Korea, so there is a bit of bias from the South Korean perspective, but they do have a history of being targeted by North Korea. So the analysis of these reports are that North Korea has been stealing defense details specifically for military application, and they cite the fact that North Korean ballistic missiles, for example, are increasingly taking on technical specifications of South Korean technology that they believe North Korea otherwise could not have if they had not stolen it from these defense contractors. What this means is that defense contractors are a big target, not just in South Korea, but around the globe. Many defense contractors have very sensitive technical data that their governments pay them, so the governments can have an edge in potential warfare if they ever need it, so that their missiles can be better, faster, more accurate, and actually do the thing they want to do. And other countries like North Korea want to leapfrog all that research and development because it's very expensive and timely, and produce their own versions of those same weapons. On the flip side, countries like the United States, China, Russia, the UK, would certainly want those details so that they can figure out how to defeat those weapons if they are ever aimed at those countries. Defense contractors, very big prime target due to the nature of the data they possess. They need to be better, because South Korea police say that most of the defense contractors they investigated had no clue that they had been compromised by North Korea, or that North Korean actors, according to the South Korean police, were aware that the data of those companies had been stolen. We're going to move from nation states doing cyber attacks to a cyber group out of Vietnam that is making some big changes to their operations. The group tracked as Coral Raider is believed to operate outside of Vietnam, and historically they deployed various malware as a service for customers, usually targeting Southeast Asian countries. But in the latest campaign, malware associated with their activity was found to be delivered to targets in the US, Germany, the United Kingdom, and Japan. And the technique was different. Coral Raider actually, presumably via phishing, although it was exactly unclear how Coral Raider initially got people to navigate to a site. But upon navigating to a site, a content delivery network known as Biny would be abused to help evade or to blend in the traffic of their activity. Now, content delivery networks are great. They provide hosting services. You can use an IP address on them to conduct activity, and that IP address doesn't have to be static. You don't have to build a website for something. Your content can be delivered via their network. And there are huge content delivery networks because it makes the internet more efficient, faster, and it reduces organizational and individual need to have bulky infrastructure. Unfortunately, in this case, the Biny is a content delivery network that was abused. And why this is important is because CDNs, by large in most organizations, can be whitelisted, meaning that security tools won't stop traffic from them because you expect traffic from content delivery networks, because you get content. So it doesn't make sense to block them outright. And in this case, what would happen is a user might have gotten an email or clicked on a link in some other sort of malvertising scam, and the malware would come from the CDN. So Biny is likely helping to remediate this now that it has been discovered and uncovered. And what you need to know is that there are hackers allegedly in Vietnam, and they are expanding their operations both in terms of who they're targeting and the sophistication of their capabilities. We're going to end today with a very significant, and if you're in Sweden, sad story. If you're in Sweden, you may have gotten some warnings that you may not have alcohol this weekend. That's because Scanlog is the biggest distributor for the state-owned retail organization Systembolaget. Systembolaget is saying that they could run out of alcohol, including the brown paper bags to put it in, because their distributor, Scanlog, had a ransomware attack. Now, a spokesperson for Scanlog is saying that this is because of ransomware, and it's from North Korea. Although they provided no significant details, artifacts, or evidence to point out who in North Korea or which ransomware, Scanlog is saying that the ransomware impacted their ability to ship, and that product could run out as soon as days, meaning that by the end of the week, Swedish individuals might have difficulty getting a beverage of their choice. Now, Systembolaget is saying that they have an alternate distributor. They haven't said who that is, and that if needed, they can engage this distributor to operate while Scanlog remediates the incident. But Scanlog is saying that they are remediating and they should be back up to speed shortly. What you need to know is that you, the everyday person, in this case, Swedish person, can be directly impacted by ransomware. You might have had plans this weekend to throw a party. You have to go out of your way, potentially, to find the beverage of your choice because ransomware operators decided to target your single distributor for your state-owned retail organization. And so, if you are a distributor, you should distribute, pun intended, your operations and segment them so that if one is ransomware, you can still operate. And if you are a state-owned retail organization that is the sole purveyor of alcohol, you may consider diversifying your distributor list so that when, in this case, Scanlog does have an issue, you can quickly engage the other so that the people of your country can continue to get the beverages of their choice. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a fantastic and outstanding Wednesday. Hopefully you're halfway through your work week. So until tomorrow, stay safe. Stay stay strong, stay healthy. Michael Kimmett signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's tip of the cap goes to Donna Jean Wild. From the wilds of Alberta, Canada, Donna Jean is getting a sincere tip of the cap because despite having a medical condition known as transverse myelitis, she is the new world record holder for time in the plank position, posting a truly impressive 4 hours, 30 minutes, and 11 seconds. So to you, Donna Jean Wild, for showing that even if you have a very serious medical condition, you can not only overcome it, but let it drive you to truly amazing feats and be an example for those around the world. A sincere tip of the cap, and please keep on planking.